go home now.
Cake. All
right, we're recording now.
Welcome to the pod.
We can't talk about that on.
No,
no. The Lucas is still gone. JP is our Lucas
today. I have seamlessly taken his place.
You slotted right in.
Yeah.
Everyone who listens who wants to fuck Lucas will also want to fuck you. Even more, you're even taller than him. How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm really for the freaks. Like for the like I'm 6'7", so that's like fetish height. I feel like Lucas is like 6'4".
What do you mean finish height?
Fetish height. Also finish. The Finns are a tall people.
They are a tall people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good man.
Wow.
I do have a Scandinavian height.
Yeah.
For sure. I think, so I'm Irish, but the Irish are kind of like a mutt group. I can say it.
Okay.
But there's
the
Vikings.
Mix are a mutt group.
The mix. All right. That's too far.
Wait, you're Irish too?
Yeah. Yeah. My brother. My man.
Jamie's Jewish, which is crazy because he looks
that too. Respect.
Well, I'm also Swedish.
I'm also Swedish too.
Really?
Wow, I relate to both of you guys.
Damn.
Yeah, you sort of bridge the gap here.
Yeah.
Between.
There's Irish. There's Viking ancestry in the Irish bloodline there because they came over and just consensually.
I was
going to
say, why do you think that?
Showed up.
They asked for consent from all the women.
Yeah.
And all the women's husbands went, "That's fine with me."
Can you also kill me?
Tell me. And
these
fuck
roofs, these thatch roof cottages were built to burn. You guys go ahead and burn as much as you want.
They asked for consent to kill and burn the whole place down.
That's a new thing, consensual pillaging.
Yeah. Yeah, consent goes back way longer than most people think.
Yes,
yeah. Like it goes back really far. Before they nailed Jesus up, they asked him if it was cool.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't invented in 1997.
You ever watch like the 40-year-old virgin?
Yeah, consent is newer than the internet.
It's like, the internet was around before consent.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Yeah, because I remember the 40-year-old virgin that came out in the 2000s. I think.
Yeah.
What, do you know what year?
I want to say like 07.
07 or something.
08.
And in the movie, there he's like, you got to find the drunkest girl, like falling down drunk, and you fuck her.
That was half
and that
of
was
like
funny back then.
Stand up comedy.
Wait, not
2000s.
To me. I always knew consent was important, but that back then that was funny.
Little high school Jamie was like, "Hey, wait a minute!
I'm 11. No,
dear Mr. Apatow.
Once I figure out what sex is, I will ask for it. I won't just take what I want. I don't know what it is.
You have to ask before doing anything.
Wait, what movie was that?
A 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it does not hold up, I'll tell you that.
That's wild. That was always
have you seen it recently?
Not recently, but I've seen it a lot. Because that was one of those movies that would just be on like E or something all the time. One of those comfort movies.
I know.
You pop on.
You know what else I watched a lot growing up was 300. It was always on HBO or like the other channel HBO.
That's true.
Had.
I remember that.
Whenever I was sick in high school, they would have 300 playing and I watched it like 10 times. One of the worst movies ever.
It's
made.
So bad.
It's horrifically bad.
It's so good. Dude, I love that movie. That movie, I mean, what did you not like? Like the.
Just how bad it was.
But like what specifically?
It's the most.
The acting, the writing, the performances,
the most
cinematography,
heavy-handed.
The direction,
the cinematography,
the sound
was
mixing,
sick. Dude, it was
the
a great
gaffing.
Movie.
The makeup and the costume
the
design, but other than that, it was great.
Every single part.
The
of
best
it.
Boy,
the best one.
The transportation, just every job title in the credits.
The line producing was bad.
Yeah, the second unit.
What is it? What are those snacks called on set?
Craft services. Craft services for trash. They probably did have terrible craft services on that pick because no one had a shred of body fat.
I know. They were all so true. Ripped. It was probably like carrots and stuff. Yeah. That's a good point.
I like how John's youthful exuberance pipes up when the cinematography of 300 is questioned. Like, no way, man. All movies should look like comic books.
Have you ever seen a movie that looks like that, though? It's different.
John just pulls out the slingshot. Just like, I'll fucking
what? A Spartan spear.
It's like Dennis
the Menace. Did you ever go as a 300 group costume with your boys for Halloween?
No, that would be really lame.
That would be great.
Did you? No, clearly, bro.
I was just thinking how funny it would be to like go in on the costume and be like, yeah, we'll have abs by October. And then nobody gets in shape for
You're
the group
all pretty
costume.
Fat.
Yeah. It's just considerable love handles. All right, if we commit to getting fat, it'll be funny. Now we're not going to have abs in time, but if we all get really fat.
You don't quite get fat enough ever at the party. You're just like an in-between.
You're just a bummer to look at.
Yeah.
You're skinny fat with your boys. we're sincerely 300.
He's underweight, but he doesn't have abs. It's a crazy combination.
I love an earnest 300 group costume. 10,
4.
Not just the closeted college guys. Yeah, dude, I like that movie because I like war, not bread.
That was a really, really homoerotic movie. Also, college. Yeah. I was thinking about that. The closeted guys in college. There's one guy who was like, I remember I lived with this guy, and he was also like one of our good friends. And mm-hmm. He's just like thinking back, it's like he was pretty clearly like a gay guy.
College Republican.
Pretending. Yeah.
Yep.
How really?
Every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what I was going to ask you. That
it's a high hit rate within the college Republicans, but
yeah,
was it like everyone knew but him type of deal? Or
no, it wasn't everyone knew but him. It was like, thinking back, I definitely think,
yeah,
I just am pretty sure he was like doing an impression of a straight guy.
Yeah,
like he would say things straight guys wouldn't even say, which is, he'd be like, pussy looks great. Like something like that.
I like the way it looks.
Yeah, like, that's not really the appeal.
It's like, no, man, it's kind of a universal experience for straight men that we're scared of it for a while.
Yeah, exactly. I like touching it. I like when it gets wet out of nowhere.
He's putting up a poster of Monster Energy Drink.
Yes.
Just those were the guys who would get the poster at the bookstore of like the two girls kissing, like,
yeah,
and be like, okay, what's the straightest poster I can get?
He literally had
Travis
a Monster
Pastrana.
I mean, this yeah. isn't a joke. He had a Monster Energy. He didn't have two girls kissing, but he had just like a hot woman
that
poster
rocks.
In his dorm. You nailed it, though.
What is the actual straightest poster that you could have?
The straightest poster you could have is
I remember there was this one kid in high school who, like, I mean, we all made fun of him, but he could hold his own. Like, he was a decent, I'm just trying to absolve myself of any bullying, but he was he was really into tractors.
He would give it back to us.
He would give it back.
It was hate on one, but he would give it back.
I mean, he killed himself senior year, but no. But no, he had pictures of tractors in his locker, and I was like, I don't know much about that guy, but I know he's straight. If you got tractor decals,
it's too specific.
Yeah, he would like tuck in his shirt, like in a public high school. It's like, that's
wow.
And then someone who knows anything about tractors, what kind of, do you know what kind of tractor that is? Green one.
Big green one. It's boobs. That's the type of tractor. Vaginas. Yeah. What's the straightest poster?
Yeah.
What
do you think you did, overly straight to hide that you're gay?
Overly straight to hide that I'm gay.
Yeah. What do you think was your biggest thing that you would do to cover the?
We didn't
that
introduce
gay?
You to the gay. We always do this, dude.
Sorry. This is closeted,
famously closeted comedian.
Still doing it, baby. I would just be
still in it.
I'd be stealing Norm MacDonald's bit at this point.
Oh, right.
I'm
right.
Deeply closeted.
That's so funny.
One of the great bits.
What do you mean you're gay?
No. I'm not gay.
What the hell?
What do you take me for? I don't know.
You do a pretty good Norm. You do good impressions and voices.
I do mediocre, like average impressions. But you're too kind. But I'm not as good as, I won't mention it. But
who? Matt Friend. He's a friend of the pod. We've had him on the pod before.
Sick.
Yeah. We've had him on the pod. And he actually, we used to have a pod where we had a soundboard so you could record like different phrases. One of the phrases we had was, I apologize to everyone I hurt by saying that, because sometimes we get offensive, which we don't want to be.
Yeah.
And if we've offended you, or we apologize. And
that's nice to have a sincere apology that you just get tired of saying. You're just like, all right, I'll go through the motions of apologizing.
It's like a really long one.
Yeah.
to blank group, I truly, truly condemn my action.
This is not who I am. I was not raised to
I'm committed
blank.
To doing better. Committed
I wish
to
we still had that to... board here.
Yeah, I
we
know.
We can't press it anymore.
But my point was Matt Friend recorded a whole board of impressions. So he did like Trump. True. He did. I mean, anyone you could think of.
Like Trump.
That is. Yeah. He did Trump, I guess.
Trump, that orange Cheeto.
Dude. Damn.
You hear about that guy?
You got him, dude.
Donald Trump?
I actually haven't heard because I haven't been. Are you guys like on the internet? Lucas is really on the internet in
I'm
like
kind
a crazy
of on the
way.
Internet.
I've been sort of. I'm on the internet, but I've been watching like anything about politics. I've just been watching Jon Stewart. I just like him the most
yeah,
now. So I'm kind of done looking at other stuff.
Jon Stewart's the best.
He's palatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he also shits on Democrats, which I do mm-hmm. like.
He's one of the very few guys who can do like the ranty political thing and actually make it funny.
That's a really good point.
It's
even,
so hard to do.
Even when Trevor Noah did it, I didn't really like it.
Well, it's because he's biased towards like
well, but
Democrats.
Jon Stewart also is biased. He just doesn't really let it seep into the comedy, I think.
I don't think he is. Have you seen like his stuff lately? He's very much like.
No, but he is a Democrat though. Like he's a very progressive guy.
Yeah, but he also hates Democrats.
I had a friend in college who Jon Stewart on The Daily Show and then Colbert Report were on back to back at that time. And like I knew this one guy. He was like, yeah, I mean, you know, Daily Show is good. It's kind of liberal, but like Colbert is like awesome. Because like he's more Republican like me. He just didn't get.
He doesn't get that it's like satire.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, yes, dude. That's the straightest you can be.
That was about
That's so funny.
Having a not ironic Colbert Report poster as if it's like Tucker Carlson.
Yes,
the straightest you can be is
views.
Loving Colbert Report because you think it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like the news.
That's actually crazy. Well, at that point, I don't even understand what you like about it. Like, he actually agrees with his
right.
opinions. What? Why?
Oh my God.
Holy my shit. That's what I love about Republicans and Democrats, actually.
Yeah.
Both sides. It's like, you'll be like, okay, that's a bad faith argument. No one believes that.
Yeah.
And then you'll have people on the other side like, no, I believe that.
100%.
I believe it strongly.
It rocks.
It's really yeah. good. Like, with, I was talking to a friend of mine one time and I was like, she's a woman. And I was like, I mean, there should be some point at which you can't get an abortion because it does become a child. Like at some point, I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, what about like 9 months? Like it's due the next day. And she was like, very liberal. She was like, no, you should be able to abort it if it hasn't come out yet. I was like, the day before the due date. She's like, the day before the due date. And I was like, don't say this in public because this is the argument Republicans use.
Only say
that I say isn't true, but you're saying is.
That's crazy.
You're just confirming their worst fear.
Yeah. I think it was just someone who just got so dug in. Like they painted themselves into a corner with like their extreme liberal friends. Like, day of. Yeah. Day of.
I'm they're with not you even guys. Happy about it.
No.
I guess based on what I've just said to you, day of is fine.
I made my bed and now must lie in it. I get my Donald Trump updates from my mom. I have like an MSNBC mom.
Yeah.
She just like watches all.
I have an MSNBC dad.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Dad? Wow. That's a rare guy.
Progressive pop.
Yeah.
My dad.
In the Midwest?
Yeah.
Damn.
He's a, yeah.
Wow.
He loves
MSNBC. I have an MSNBC mom too.
Yeah.
That's her favorite.
Are you always hearing about, and both of you have MSNBC parents, like, are you always hearing about some new character that you're supposed to know? It's like, ugh.
Who?
They, like whenever every week it's like, oh, Murray Lewis is gonna take the stand. He was the head of like oh shit, there's just this massive like Sergeant Pepper album cover of like all these new people that get added that I will never think of.
Wait, people that take the stand against Trump
or just anyone who's involved in like either the cabinet or the Trump government or whatever court case that's going on. It's like I don't care this much to know about all these tertiary
characters. That's what it's like. It all like every news is like a distraction. That's kind of what Jon Stewart was talking about. He just covered the Trump trial and how it was like Stormy Daniels was like he was wearing like silk or satin pajamas, and then Jon Stewart's like, well, which is it? And it's like, yeah, that's because there's like other real shit going on that they just gotta be like, you know.
Yeah, they gotta pretend.
What was he? And then it cuts to like what's that dude? One of the dudes on MSNBC is like, they say he wasn't wearing a condom. It's like, what are we talking about?
It's like, and I think we can all agree this is the biggest story in the world right now. There's nothing else that requires our attention.
Please believe us.
Yeah, just talk about the trial.
And also, TikTok cannot be an app because people see too much there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm doing like, I'm kidding about it. You're like, no, you're right.
That's probably true. You think it should be a place that people can go?
Jamie's like, people should see less of my clips.
They don't see them already.
Yeah. You're not on TikTok?
No, I am, but they just don't see
them. Just don't.
Yeah, no, they don't do well.
I'm not on TikTok at all.
I'm on TikTok sometimes.
I'm USA all the way, baby. China's not stealing my brain. The Chinese don't get to laugh at my comedy.
What?
The guy who doesn't want to be on TikTok because he doesn't want to make Chinese people laugh.
Like they don't even speak the same language.
You're like, I hate TikTok. They're like, what? Oh, is it because they're stealing your data? Oh, they're stealing your data.
That's actually that's why I like that.
That's great.
That's a redeeming quality.
That's actually the only thing keeping me on the app.
That's a very American thing to do.
So, no, my comedy just transcends language barriers. I don't want them enjoying it.
I keep going viral in Wangzhou. And it needs to stop. I feel like the TikTok ban is, it's probably a good thing for the country.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's good for like people are still going to rot their brains on a different app. But what it isn't good for is that people get to see what's going on in Palestine. And that's kind of that and Twitter, I guess, somewhat.
That kind of flipped the switch. Twitter. It was like, shut it down.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like now that there's like a news source for that reaches the masses that is like.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of backed me into a corner. I was the only Jew on the pod.
Now that you're outnumbered.
I'm
against the TikTok ban, actually. I think people should see what's happening.
That's your abortion up to the last day.
Yeah, yeah.
We just aborted you, dude.
Yeah. You aborted my TikTok take. I feel like I actually legit saw... someone like followed me and I pressed on their account for no reason. And then it was a bunch of like horrible, like kids missing limbs and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this really is like, it's gotten out of hand.
Well, I'm not even
and
saying
that's why
like,
we brought JP
sense.
On today was
to
make
solve
a,
it.
To make a statement and to solve the issue.
What I'm saying is there's like that shit where it's like, you know, like horrible footage and like, it's sad. But there's also like kids that are like younger than us that have like a whiteboard and it has like 2 million likes and they're like, BlackRock is known for this. Yeah, and they're explaining like these hidden corporations and like the net worth of like all these like huge people. And it's like, I don't know if they want children talking about that because that's going to spread fast.
Yeah.
If that's on an
it's app. An algorithm. So I don't see that. I think that's your algorithm, John. And I think we all know why.
Something has 2 million likes.
John secretly is like,
Jamie thinks
he's a conspiracy theorist.
He's investigating
like,
the deep state.
He's so close to because Lucas and
it's true. A lot of it is true. Jamie just doesn't go on the internet. So he doesn't. And then he goes, if you go on the internet, you're dumb because that's an easy thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think most people are on the internet, but I don't think anyone would debate that it makes you stupider. I don't think there's a person in the world that would go, the internet makes you more intelligent. Like, who is that guy?
Damn.
Am I wrong?
As a student of YouTube University, it's interesting because like I've been doing some knowledge seeking on YouTube University.
I graduated summa cum laude from Reddit.
I got
Club
one of the
Penguin Technical Institute. Yeah.
They gave me one of those silver plaques. For gaining the most knowledge. It will be interesting to see in 5 years if I'm like, oh, I was making myself dumb as shit by looking up stuff on YouTube.
I was top of my class at 4chan School of Mines. So I think I know a thing or two about...
My concentration is in memes and rage
comics.
Wait,
what was your point, though? You were saying doing research?
We'll find out, I guess, in a few years if the internet is making us dumber or smarter.
You think we'll find out in a few years?
Yeah, it might already be pretty conclusive.
I feel like it's pretty conclusive.
Well, I think what makes us dumb in this country specifically is just how easy we got it.
Yeah.
That's what really makes us dumb, is how we can just sit around.
Who is going to be intelligent in a massage chair?
That's what I mean.
Who's
dude?
Got like good takes?
You can be like, the internet makes you dumb, or maybe we're just dumb. Like, yeah. if you live here, you're just dumber.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have to be smart.
Yeah.
If you're dumb, you make more money if you're dumb.
And it's
here.
More fun.
It's way more fun.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
If you look at the old like Greek pottery of like the art on it, you'll see that Plato and Aristotle, they're actually sitting in massage chairs in the academy. They had a sharper image.
Plato's face is like this.
Aristophanes has
with a Theragun
feet
on their hip,
feet in the little pool thing that you. Yeah. You can't achieve enlightenment without a massage chair, actually.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
You can really have like the best thoughts if you don't have to worry about anything other than thinking. You know?
Yeah. I never get better advice than the advice I get from Lucas, except when it comes to money, obviously. Lucas told
this
me
is advice just
I actually
have
think
a
it's
lot
funny
it.
To say on the pod. So I've put a good amount in investments because I'm decent with money. I haven't made very much at all in my whole life. But I'm decent with money, so I put a good amount of that money in investments. And Lucas was telling me, I'm struggling with money right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not making very much. And Lucas was like, well, why don't you liquidate some of your investments and just treat it as an investment to invest in your own career? And I was like, well, because then I don't have money for later.
Yeah.
Then I have no money at all, ever.
You understand.
Because then my money's gone.
There's only so much money.
Yeah, exactly. You see,
there's actually a limit on how much money there is.
Because then my money's gone.
Because then I've spent my money and there's none left. That's why.
Just borrow against your property. What are you talking about? Just take out a home equity loan or something against one of your homes. That rocks. But I think there's...
Why don't you just steal shit and sell it?
That's the kind of practical advice you should be seeing. But if there's
it's actually better advice than Lucas's advice.
Yeah, steal
other people's shit and sell.
Yeah, it's more doable, more practical.
Moral worse.
Yeah, but more practical.
There's so much information out that conceivably, like it contains all of the good information that one would need.
Yeah,
we have access to all of the good stuff and all of the bad stuff. So theoretically, it could be curated well enough for us where we could actually like become smarter people, improve our lives, replace education entirely, and just like have kids go to their little online classes a couple hours a day and like form a utopian society, but we're mainly using it for like montages of car accidents.
I feel like I feel that the die has been cast, so to speak, and it's very clear the results coming back are being on the internet makes you fucking insane. It makes you care about wild shit that like you.
It's the act of being on the internet. It's the looking at the screen. It's the constantly pulling out your phone, the constant scrolling, browsing, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It might not even be necessarily be like what's on there. What, like, if you could be on the internet all day and be like researching quantum physics, but you're probably not.
I suppose you could, JP.
You're probably just scrambling your own brain.
I suppose you could be researching quantum physics now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not doing that. I'm on Illuminati bot seeing doctored footage of 9/11 and going, maybe there was explosives.
There's like Wile E. Coyote pressing down a detonator of a TNT thing next to Tower 7. John's like, oh my God, this is deeper than I thought.
Share it on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately on beheading Twitter, which is a subset of Twitter where people get beheaded, but
yeah.
I'm sure some people are researching quantum physics.
The damn internet has been sanitized too much. You know, there's like there exists like real fake Zapruder film footage. I can't remember where I read this, but there was like some CIA operative who was showing a member of the press the quote unquote real Zapruder film. And you can like see as clear as day, like the driver turns and shoots JFK in the head. But they doctored video just for the express purpose of like messing with people's heads or like making them think they have more secrets than they actually do.
Yeah, but I've seen it. But they make it like look real because it's like blurry too. And the video itself is kind of blurry.
Right.
So like when he turns to shoot JFK in the head, it looks real.
It's just crudely CGI'd in there in HD, just like, ah!
Yeah. The driver turns to shoot him, but he like becomes a black guy, shoots him, and then goes back.
Was that Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah. In like a blonde doctor, the Zapruder, a Jesse McCartney wig. Blonde. Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan, like sitting with like the Hollywood interviews for movies, but it's for like doctored Illuminati footage.
Like they're just.
What made you like reading the? You know what I'm talking about
inside the
like,
actor's studio.
Yeah, Hollywood exclusive interviews.
Yeah,
but
this was a really fulfilling project. I got to explore a new emotional side that I don't normally like. You know, I've been Black Panther, I've been Adonis Creed, and now it's time to become the guy who really shot JFK. You're talking about one of those like actor studio roundtables.
Yeah. But it's like four doctored footage. They like interview the people who like made it. Yeah, I just wanted to fuck with a lot of people. Older people specifically.
Kevin
Older
Smith people. Is there. Yeah.
People too dumb to realize that it was fake.
Just wanted to trick people on Facebook. Tricking the elderly.
Facebook's a wild one now, dude. I haven't been on in like five years or something. The last time I was on, I hadn't been on in like 4 years, and then I got on to try to rent my room out, and it's just no one.
I have a bit about it now, how it's like it's at the best it's ever been because it's only the dumbest people you've ever known. They're just like, it's just whoever's left. It's a real interesting dynamic over there.
Left. Yeah, that's true. It's like the end of the Wild West.
Yeah, just the tumbleweeds. The tumbleweeds are real interesting. Just like the guy from your hometown who like sold weed and like had the chin strap beard, and now he works for UPS and like takes pictures of himself in the truck. Like,
That's really true. And what's he posting about? Is it political?
Like a weed business.
Oh, he's like trying to start
legit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what even is, what's the happening spot right now? I guess it is TikTok.
I think so.
Right? That's TikTok. The main, because there's always like a cool kids internet and then like the lame ass internet. And I think right now TikTok is the cool internet.
Well, like the news on Twitter now has just become like Fox News fake, like just
on
story
X.
Baiting. Yeah. Like that Matt Wallace and like some of those guys, like they pop up on my feed and I'm like, no one cares about this. Also, that's not even the real story. Like they'll be like,
you're like, everyone knows it's actually the Jews. So why are you even doing a segment on this? What is a woman? It's a Jew in disguise.
Not you watching Matt Walsh.
A woman is just a Jew you haven't figured out is a Jew yet.
Now, you know what's funny about Twitter, though, is the second Elon bought it, he was like, we need to open up free speech. Then, like, everyone that, like, had no platforms to post on just flooded Twitter. And then it was almost too late to, like, close the door. So now he's like, he closed the door, and now they have to, like, shovel all the people out that were, like, that flooded through.
It's like in The Purge when you lock down the house. That one Purge movie where they lock down the house.
Yeah, but the guy gets inside
before it is all locked
down.
That's
what I mean.
That's what Twitter is like now.
Yeah, they like open it. A lot of people flooded in, and then they're like, get out. And they closed it, and they're still finding people. Okay, they got to get out.
Fuck.
Yeah, because Elon, that was like the dumbest thing he could have done is be like, there's no... You can say anything you want, and then everyone commenting the N-word right underneath.
Immediately.
Like bots. Yeah.
Of course. N-word bot.
Yeah. There literally was an N-word bot.
What? Really?
N-word bot. They would just say it like every, like, if you like at N-word bot, it would just say it underneath.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
So they'd be like,
yeah, I've been using that guy to promote my special.
At N-word bot, and or like the bio, it's like at me, and I'll say the N-word. Also, watch my full special, JP McDay.
Whatever gets clicks, baby.
The N-word bot has a thumbnail, and it's you doing a stand-up.
I paid to be the thumbnail.
That really is what's kind of ruining the app too. Is like people are making money on Twitter, but they're ruined. Like Elon is ruining the app himself because people are like, whatever gets clicks, even if it's not like,
yeah,
even if people are leaving the app because the app sucks so much.
Negative
now,
feedback.
It's just gotten worse. I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing is it's legitimately gotten worse as a product since he took over.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll try to go on Twitter and it's like complicated. And it takes a while now, and it's just like doesn't
it's like
refresh.
In it's
just...
like in the reality in Back to the Future where Biff is the mayor, like in that Back to the Future sequel where like he's gone forward and like because every tweet with more than five likes has a porn bot link like pussy and bio, and it's just smut everywhere and depravity.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
P space U and spaced out pussy and bio.
Yeah. That's on the billboard in Back to the Future when Marty sees his hometown. That's what it says. It's
just, oh, gee. What's that mean, Doc?
I don't know.
There's pussy in the bio, Marty.
Pussy in the bio.
Click the link, Marty.
$5 a month will cancel after 1 month. It'll just be $5.
One time.
One time.
And we'll screenshot Marty.
We'll screenshot it, Marty.
What are the rules for like OnlyFans? Because I've never subscribed to anyone on OnlyFans before. Can you just screenshot it and just send it to people?
I don't know.
I feel like that's got to be at least frowned upon.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, who cares about being frowned upon?
At the very least, it's against the rules.
A gentleman does not.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's ungentlemanly.
I don't know. I've never. Have you subscribed to an OnlyFans? That's a good question.
I have not, but it seems
like
that
would be. Is this rude to say that you seem like you might?
A little.
Then I wouldn't say that.
In the way that.
Well, then you don't seem like that.
You meant it in the sense that I would support sex workers. Well, you do the right thing.
You know? Seem like a guy who would fin dom someone. Do you know what that is?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Thank you for thinking I have enough money to do that.
I think it's just your height and your voice.
Yeah. I'm low key just like, yeah, well, I'm your little pig.
Before you started comedy, kind of interesting. Didn't you work in like a crazy corporate job? Something wild?
It was not crazy, but it was a corporate job. I worked in banking, but I was on the operations side, like the part that makes no money.
Oh.
But I think just because of how I look, people thought that my job was like more important. Like at open mics, they'd see me in my button-down shirt. Oh, someone asked me if I have an assistant one time. That was hilarious. I was like, I make 40K a year. This is incredible.
Because I remember you having a joke that was like, oh, it was about, it was like kidney lacrosse or something.
Oh,
Oregon,
man.
What was that?
Yeah, like the day in the life.
The day in the life of like working finance.
Yeah, I haven't done that in forever.
I remember that joke very vividly. And also remembering thinking you were like a high powered finance.
Yeah. Like lacrosse stick on the trading floor, like vest on, that kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. Modern Wolf of Wall Street kind of thing.
I grew up in Connecticut and I was born on the North Shore of Long Island. So yeah, I could see how that reads for me.
Yeah.
But I was like a poser in that world.
Oh, okay.
I was in the operations side. I was in some weird back office in Lower Manhattan. Whereas like all the people there had been working there for 30 years. No one knew what they did. They just kind of clicked buttons.
Yeah.
And it was like the executives would come down and visit us every now and then and just like give us food and be like horrified at our existence. It was an interesting vibe. They shut it down because there was no reason for
it. They shut it down?
They shut down that site. Yeah, they closed it.
Oh, okay.
They moved it to a lesser city like Scranton or Richmond,
sure.
Virginia.
Well, I have it in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
I'm sure costs were crazy.
That was like my choose comedy moment. Because I was talking to my boss's boss on like a business trip. He's like, it was kind of hilarious where he's like, listen, we'll get you set up with your own team that you can run in Richmond or Scranton. You could take over.
Oh,
name your price. And then there was a pause. And then he's like, and don't say $100,000.
He said that?
So name your five-figure price.
Damn.
To uproot and move. I was like, well, no.
Name your price within the boundaries.
I was going to say $450,000 and a car. You need to pay me more money than the president if you're going to get me to do that.
$450K and you finance a comedy club in Scranton. Yeah. Final offer.
You ship a comedy scene to whatever third-tier city you're moving
you
to.
You ship a whole scene?
I need at least 3 mics, 2 bar shows, and a club. Okay.
I want a Dave Chappelle combine. Or no, what are they called when it's like a whole city?
A compound?
A compound.
Yeah.
A Dave Chappelle combine.
We're all doing the Dave Chappelle combine. There's different events that you have to compete.
How fast can you smoke while sitting?
Seated on stool duration. Who can stay seated on the stool for the longest?
Yeah,
that's one of the Dave Chappelle events.
You cramp up.
Who can monologue seriously about their position in the industry for the longest? There's a guy with a stopwatch timing you.
who goes off on trans, who dunks on trans
in
people
this
the,
business,
the loudest.
I'm the greatest of all time. The greatest comedian.
Oh, like, your thing fell off.
It's broken.
It fell?
Yeah, I'll hold it for the rest.
It's okay. We only got like 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Are you broke?
Dave Chappelle combine. Keep going. <The event. laughs> Stopping a riff and then continue it.
Deltoid flies. He's got strong delts.
He's got strong arms. Part of the combine is just a real combine because he's kind of ripped now.
Yeah.
Checking to see if someone is transgender. A pants pulling competition.
Trans.
Sodong.
That's post-op. That's a post-op dick.
I was at the Tom Brady roast and I smelled a cigarette. And I looked over and there's old Dave. There's Dave Chappelle ripping a heater on the side of the stage.
Oh, he didn't perform, right?
No, he was just hanging.
Just hanging?
He was just chilling.
Wow, that's
kind of dope. Didn't you write jokes for that?
Yeah, I wrote a couple little jokes.
Sick.
What were yours? Listen.
Has it been, is this publicly disclosed? Yeah, I wrote for Nikki Glaser. She's mentioned it a couple times publicly.
Oh, really?
But yeah, she, just
hers
a,
were
a couple
great.
Months. She crushed. Yeah, she did great.
She killed, yeah.
But she ripped, but I got to go, you know, dress up and pretend to be important. That was cool.
That's fun.
It's a fun time.
It's fun. It's fun when you are meet tall people as you, because you look down on all of them, literally.
Gronk.
Yeah, you're taller than Gronk?
No, I didn't get to meet any of like the really famous. I was cordoned off into like the normal people part.
There's like a writer's section and a famous people section.
There's like a sign on the VIP for like the after party, like no writers, no exceptions. No one with a Twitter is allowed in beyond these doors.
And then the person who wrote the sign, sorry guys. They made me say this.
Tom Brady stipulated, like, if I'm in the same room as anyone who has watched a comic book movie in the last 20 years.
Dude, what is like, what can you even say what your jokes were?
I forget. It was like, I think I had one about Andrew Schultz being like a carny faced potion seller or something like that. But I don't know. I think I might have had one or two others, but I was trying not to sit there and be like counting, like, yes, 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 I got a joke on.
Do they pay? Oh, I thought they paid you per joke. That's, I thought you would do that.
There's an element of that. But okay. Yeah, there's, I just try not, I tried to enjoy it and not
yeah,
be like,
yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try not to count them all up.
Do you ever roast jokes in our form? You're a very good roaster.
Thank you.
Do you ever hear a roast joke and go, ah, he didn't call him gay quite hard enough?
Yeah. And just, no, there were no slurs in that
not
joke.
Not enough racism.
No. Okay, you had this nuanced joke about a woman's background, but did you call her a whore? Did you say that she's fat?
Did you
roast
say
class?
Run through?
Yeah, I'm going to start teaching
roast. At like a community
teaching
college.
Roast.
Yeah.
Dude, I guarantee someone has done it. Like the roasting auxiliary class.
Yeah.
And just like no one
like
needs
an
this.
Like a like a club?
Yeah.
Roast club. Dude, I tried to start stand-up club at my college, but I only got like 3 people that I like begged to come, and I needed like 5 to get the declaration written up.
Oh, man.
That's
the
cool,
declaration
though.
Of stand-up club?
Yeah, dude.
We the people.
And then the guy who
the
like let me start the club, he was
Minnesota.
Like, do you have a declaration yet? I'm like, no, I'm just not going to do it. He's like, what do you mean you're not going to do it? I was like, just, it doesn't matter. Just.
What would you have declared?
Well, it was like, you need to write up like if you miss a day or like how we vote in. The vice president of the club. I was like, I don't want to do all this.
Do you have to throw in like a hereby in the declaration?
Yeah, with like the fancy lettering. Hereby.
Probably.
Today is John Kennedy Day. College is like, oh, a day to commemorate the president. No. It's just
not at all, no.
different John Kennedy.
It's a bad college, so you're like, who?
Never heard of him.
President?
John's real, that's a stage name. His real name is Millard Fillmore.
My real name is Lee Harvey Oswald.
JP, thanks for joining us today.
Yo, wait, we got to plug his special.
I was
going to
say
that,
but thanks for interrupting the plug with to say we have to plug it. Sorry,
we just get in a big fight. We don't even plug it.
Thanks for interrupting, you scum-faced fuck.
Fuck you.
You're
fight
a bigot.
Into the camera.
This is probably better publicity.
I was gonna say because it might go. Yeah,
if it really blows up.
Yeah, if we get into a physical altercation.
I just instigate it even more.
Stand up and slap me, John. Really.
All
hard.
Right, everyone, watch JP's special.
Oh.
Oh shit! Shots to the body.
What did you do?
JP has a special
I'll
out.
Whoop your ass too.
Where is it, JP?
Actually, the release date got moved, but it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be on YouTube. July 9th.
July 9th.
Release. We haven't done like an official announcement yet. I don't know when this comes out, but let's treat it like a sexy
July
little,
9th.
Sexy little rumor. Okay. July 9th.
A sexy little rumor.
On YouTube.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just act like you're not supposed to know this and we'll start a whisper campaign.
I'll try.
And we don't have like a lot of listeners to our pod, but I promise you'll like the special because JP's really funny.
Yeah, you will. You will really like
the
special.
He's one of my favorite joke writers in the city and he's also tall.
JP is a great comedian, truly underrated. I believe
you guys are too damn kind. You're
yeah, truly hilarious. Always
some
been,
of my favorites as well.
Always been very funny. Like since I first started seeing you, like 7 years, and you've only gotten better. So.
Thank you, man. I did your show at NYU. I remember that was
you did.
So, yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. That, yeah. It was bad, right? It was poorly attended.
I think it was lightly attended. Yeah. I wasn't much of a draw, but it was,
you made some money.
It was a good time.
I think. Dough, did you get that check ever? Yeah, checking in 7 years later. Did you ever get paid for that?
I scroll my bank statements for the next like 2 hours. Hang
on. That's the whole pod. At the
that's,
end.
That's going to be on the Patreon.
Yeah. We'll Patreon. At the end. Yeah, I did get paid. All right, guys, that's all the time we have.
Join the Patreon to find out if JP ever got that money.
Yeah. And we also are posting a clip from this pod that we don't want on YouTube on the Patreon, so go to Patreon and listen to that.
It wasn't even that offensive. It's just you can't
it's
say
just you can't say anything
YouTube.
About
you can't say anything anymore.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld talking to Duke students.
You can't even say bomb girls anymore. You can't even say let them have it. What's the deal with people liking Palestinians now?
You can't even wear a kid's face and get their adrenal girl.
I don't want any Pop-Tarts getting sent through with the aid.
Not on my watch.
Stop the aid.
Okay. Go watch JP's special. He's hilarious.
JP McDade in Brooklyn on YouTube. Love you guys.
All right. Can I go home now?